Well, I've tried not to think about it, but I guess that's not as easy when it's only a few hours away. Tonight, I'm going for surgery. I'm going to have an operation to fix a hernia. Down on the lower right-hand side, there's a special word for it. Yeah, I've just ignored all paperwork and all conversation even. I've not really mentioned stuff about it other than briefly in a Radio 4 interview where they asked me if there was stuff that I hadn't shared online. And today I've just been kind of doing the least amount of work, especially around the last hour of emails, as possible, because I've been wanting to do stuff that I'm not going to be able to do over the next couple of weeks. I've effectively booked 2 weeks from travelling and moving around too much. I should still be able to write and research and bring some of my workshops and things up to date, or at least I hope so. Depends how much pain I'm going to be in. They've told me it can take 2 weeks to get back on my feet. And I can't remember ever sitting still for quite so long. So we'll see whether or not technology is an aid in this fast approaching forced downtime. I've been out on the motorbike a lot of this morning, just loving the sunshine and the winding country lanes and the sun in the trees and the wind on the face, and just thinking I can't do this for a short while. I've been picking up the kids because I won't be able to do that for a short while, and maybe I should be dancing or doing something else, because I won't be able to do those things. I'm not big on hospitals. Only ever really go there to watch people die. So I'm kind of pleased that I have, in some fortuitous twist of fate, managed to secure a place that doesn't at all look like a hospital, due to having health insurance in the family. Oh, my creaky floor. I'm standing in the shed at the moment. So, yeah. I guess I'm starting to appreciate, touch wood, easy when you're in a wooden shed, that's the roof, how lucky I've been not wanting to tempt fate now, having got to this age and not really had to go into hospital, go under the knife, have an operation of sorts. It's quite a feat, I think, especially when I see some of the friends and family around me. Grandad John, I think he's had over 18 operations just since he retired. I can't remember if his early operations happening throughout his life. He's got the longest list of anybody I know. I think only RoboCop has had more modifications and tweaks to his body. So let's see what kind of hospital-based career I can either start creating from now or manage to avoid from now. I tell you what, it's really making me feel like I need to get fit. I haven't been able to for the last few months. I've actually had this hernia for a surprisingly long amount of time. My appointment with the hospital was booked in April. So I know that I'd had it for maybe 2+ months, maybe longer, 2, 3, 4 months before that, before I actually finally wanted to go and do something about it. Typical kind of bloke, yeah, whatever, later on. It's kind of just, it's great that I've been able to just carry on and working, sometimes bloody hard, as usual. So, I've been carrying the Fitbit, which means that on my belt I have this little computer that measures my steps. Today, a measly 1,500, because I've been on the motorbike everywhere. Yesterday, well over 10,000. The weekend, just spent in Scotland. You know, one day I think did 15,000, 17,000 in one day. Before that, not a lot, because of the hernia. Just wandering around, commuting between house and garden unless I had a big job on. So I'm going to be utilising the technology when I'm allowed to actually do stuff to really get back in shape. You won't recognise my svelte physique after I can actually do stuff. So, if you don't hear anything from me online for a while, it might be that I'm utilising my downtime to maybe do one of the things on my 40 at 40 list, which has been neglected for a few weeks while I've been working as hard as I have. One of those things is to turn off all my devices and just spend an entire day reading a novel. That's definitely an easy do, isn't it? Well, reading a novel's easy. I don't know about turning off all my devices. So yeah. I'm sure I'll just still be tweeting like a nutter, probably more so if I'm stuck in bed. I'll try not to whinge about the pain. Please remind me if I do. I tend to ignore pills, but I'm going to, I think, relearn the benefit of the wonders of the painkiller. Looking at a shelf of books. Top shelf is second shelf, primarily books. I really need to read that have been just there waiting. So, great opportunity. Right, vented my anxiety. Had two mini nightmares last night. Touch wood. Again, God, how superstitious am I? Don't have nightmares. So there is some kind of anxiety bubbling down under. But wouldn't you, if you decided to go for an operation, and when they said, would you like general anaesthetic? Nah, don't need that. Will I get out if I don't have general anaesthetic? Yep, you can get out. So I went for the just I don't know what they do. I hope it's more than an ice pack. Would you like keyhole surgery? No, I've done my research. I think I need the full-on big pocket slash. So we'll see. Probably pick the two worst options. Who knows? Maybe they'll let me blog it. This may well be enough disclosure.